Stacey and Jay Spoo, East Coast Radio.
KZN's number one hit music station, Stacey and Jay Spoo, here with you until 6 o'clock. And for no apparent reason, we have decided to call some nonsense.
All right, welcome to it. This week's edition of the Great Drive Debate. We're diving into a campaign that's been making the waves across KwaZulu-Natal. The Department of Transport's Nenza Nila Ezweni campaign, What Are You Doing in Our Land? It's a province-wide crackdown targeting reckless driving, illegal trucking operations, unroadworthy vehicles, and drivers operating without proper documentation.
Now, week after week, the RTI teams have been out and about. They're on the roads, they're impounding trucks, arresting offenders, and pulling unsafe vehicles out of circulation. Impounding. The goal is to reduce road carnage and ultimately to save everybody's life. As always, you wouldn't think so, but there are actually two sides to this conversation.
All right, so argument number one, for the case of deterrence, supporters say Nenza Nila Ezweni is exactly what KZN needs right now. It's visible, it's loud, it's shaking things up. By making arrests, the public is being shown that they need to be on the lookout. A vehicle's been taken off the road. The campaign is sparking massive awareness and a real conversation about road safety. People argue that this kind of strong enforcement sends a clear message. If you drive recklessly, illegally, or operate an unsafe vehicle, there will be consequences. And in a province with some of the highest crash numbers in the country, deterrence might just be the wake-up call that we need.
Now, on the other side is the case for rehabilitation.
Mm-hmm.
So, some South Africa, is criminalization always the answer? Critics argue that while the intentions are obviously good, the approach may be a little too harsh. A single arrest, especially for smaller offenses, can leave somebody with a permanent criminal record, destroying their career, limiting their future, even if they themselves are willing to change. They understand what they've done wrong and they're willing to change. Their view is that instead of punishing people into the ground, let us focus instead on education and training and rehabilitation, teach drivers, support them, regulate the industry properly before locking them out of the system forever.
Mm.
Some have also said that road safety shouldn't just be about fear. It should be about understanding, reform, and giving people a chance to correct their behaviors without having to ruin their lives. So here's a case study from abroad. Vision Zero is what it's called, as implemented in countries like Sweden and states like India. In Sweden, after the Vision Zero adoption, there was a long-term decline in road fatalities and serious injuries, thanks to integrated interventions which included speed management, safer road design, infrastructure improvements, public education, not just enforcement on its own.
Yeah. So, as we always do as part of the Great Drive Debate, we give you two arguments. You choose which side, or maybe you want to combine both. Where do you land on today's Great Big Drive Debate? Are the weekly KZN Department of Transport roadblocks under Nenza Nila Ezweni a step in the right direction to curb road carnage in our province? Are they saving lives, or are they too harsh and short-sighted? You can call us right now on 0870869495, or you can send a voice note to 0617929495. In the meantime, your traffic.
The views and opinions expressed in this feature are those of the listeners and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of East Coast Radio.
Hi, East Coast. I think the only people that think that they are short-sighted and uncalled for are those that are drunk and driving and are getting caught. Otherwise, I think it's exactly what we need. I mean, weren't there something like 24 drunk drivers arrested in Newcastle on the weekend alone? That statistic is terrifying. I think we need more roadblocks. And something else I would absolutely love to implement is actually putting the speed that you are supposed to be traveling in that specific lane on the actual lane. So when you're driving in the fast lane, you'll see on the road, oh, if I'm going between 80 and 100, this is the lane I should be in. And if you're not going between 80 and 100, get into another lane that you are driving that speed at.
Yeah, Nenza Nila Ezweni. Okay, there you go, Nenza Nila Ezweni. That's exactly what the campaign is about, right? To make sure the skelems who are misbehaving on the roads get the punishment that they deserve.
So this is a pretty vast and like wide-ranging situation. So it's unworthy road vehicles. It is documentation that's not right.
If you yourself are not right or not in the position to be driving a vehicle, you will be punished.
So it is across the board. And I mean, logic dictates, of course, it's not too harsh. If you're up to stuff, you need to be dealt with appropriately. Some may say, why has it taken so long?
Hey guys, how are you? This is Ryan from Maritzburg. I think they're doing a very good job. You don't find any drunk drivers with their hands hanging outside the windows. You know those polo guys. You don't find those truck drivers driving their own way. We're at peace, you know.
A very good afternoon, Jay and Stace. It's Mark, all the way up here in the Midlands, Van Renen to be exact. My take is this. I'm from the very old school. That where before one wasn't allowed to transport alcohol inside the vehicle, either had to be in the boot or you had to purchase it when you arrived at your destination. So that is one of the factors that I believe are a big problem on our roads, especially I'm up here in Van Renen on the N3. I see it every day.
Hey Stacey, hey Jay Spoo. I think it's an excellent idea, guys. It's an excellent idea. Obviously, judging on the crime that you have committed, that's how you'll be prosecuted. But however, the police doing that or by whoever doing that is you now eliminating the causes of wreckage on the road, the causes of death, people losing their lives, people losing their loved ones, you know. So it's an excellent thing to do. Obviously, we all want to go to work safe. Those of us that are working on in the festive season, if we are traveling, if we are having a good time, everybody needs to get to their destination safe.
Now, Stacey and Jay Spoo, it's Celeste here, most definitely. I do believe what you have just said. The photos need to go up and they need to, there's consequences for drunk driving. It's a no-no.
Good afternoon, East Coast. This is Tanay from Pride. I personally believe that this new law is a great idea, but I just think that corruption is too much and that we should get our corruption under control before we can implement this.
On that note, and as we wrap up the great drive debate on Stacey and Jay Spoo, it is a festive season, officially here. Guys, we're urging you to please be responsible on the roads. Do not drink and drive. Do not be on your phone whilst driving. Please stay alert, stay focused. When it's raining, because we're expecting that quite a bit this festive season, please practice an abundance of caution and let's make sure that we are all responsible on our roads.
Now, we also put this, and thank you for saying that, and to one person who was rolling their eyes listening to Jay say that, being like, oh, we know. Apparently we don't. We need to be constantly reminded to do the right thing. So you are going to get these reminders. And based on the WhatsApp poll, we asked this question on our WhatsApp line, right? On the East Coast Radio official WhatsApp channel. These weekly KZN Department of Transport roadblocks. When I tell you this is a, what, 98% in favor of?
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yes.
To the 17 people who were like, maybe, I don't know. It's giving that perhaps you've had your own personal issue. And as just to address that one lady in that voice note, saying we do need to weed out all the other negative elements, ETCs, we know that.
No, but it's a start. This campaign is a start.
This is how it needs to be. And obviously a couple of people are going to fall through the cracks. Yeah. A couple of things are going to go wrong. Not everything can be perfect all the time. But I think it needs to be enough of a deterrent to make people go, you know what? I'm going to Uber today.
Yeah.
You are going out over the festive season. If you don't have the money to Uber, stay at home. Stop. Stop it.
Get hooked on Good Vibes. Stacey and Jay Spoo. Monday to Friday from 3 p.m. on East Coast Radio.